Hello everyone, and a very warm welcome to all our Radio Tyneside listeners in local hospitals, at home and around the world. This is Sheila Hammer bringing you a brand new style of programme each Sunday called New Day Dawning. I'll be presenting a selection of hymns, spiritual songs and readings which I hope will inspire you and perhaps bring a smile to your face. So just relax and I really hope you'll enjoy the programme. The theme this week is Mothering Sunday. We all have a mother who brought us into this world and gave us life. We give thanks for them especially today. So let's begin our programme by thanking God for the beauty in the world around us, but especially for the gift of human life and for the bonds that exist between brother, sister, parent and child. That was For the Beauty of the Earth by St. Philip's Choir, South London. I read a poster once that said, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it does not, it was never meant to be. One of the really hard things for a mother to do is to let go of a child for one reason or another and set them free. Perhaps when a child reaches school age or learns to swim, when they find love or when they move away. There's an Old Testament story which will be read in most churches today about a mother who was forced to let her child go in order to save him from danger. The child's name was Moses, and his mother was trying to protect him from a decree made by Pharaoh, who had ordered that all newborn Hebrew boys must die. So she hid him in a basket, then lowered him into the bulrushes on the river, trusting him into God's keeping. For his own good, she lets him go. How hard must that have been for her?
And she placed him on the waters of the Nile. In a basket placed a living, breathing child. With tar and pitch she coated it to keep out winds that blow and protect him from the currents down below. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? For he has a plan to save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. Was the hardest thing she'd ever had to do. Her heart was breaking, tearing clean in two. She had given up her boy child, her own dear flesh and blood, to the dangers of the river and the mud. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? For he has a plan to save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. Pharaoh ruled that little Hebrew boys must die. So she hid him in the reeds that stood up high. And perhaps because she couldn't bear her grieving anymore, her daughter kept a lookout on the shore. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. God will keep him safe wherever, don't you know? For he has a plan to save him, and through him those who go with him. Let him go, Levite woman, let him go. He'd be safe from Pharaoh's soldiers after all.
A mother's love is strong and constant and intensely protective. There was once a mother owl who was flying towards her nest when she met an eagle. She stopped to ask him a question. "You've just flown from the direction of my nest. You won't have eaten any of my chicks by any chance, would you?" asked the mother owl. "What do they look like?" inquired the eagle. "Oh, they're so beautiful," she said. "They're cute and lovable and fluffy." "No, can't say I've seen these ones, but I did eat 6 really ugly, scrawny ones back there." Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, so they say. A mother never really stops worrying about her children. I remember saying goodbye to my own daughter when, at the age of 18, she flew from Manchester Airport to a work experience in India. As the plane took off and disappeared behind the first cloud, I was a helpless wreck, clinging to the railings, sobbing my heart out. Hence the reason for the next piece of music. I wrote this song as a mother's blessing for her children as they begin to make their own way in the world, rather like the Levite woman placing her baby Moses into the hands of God. Let's hold before God this morning not only our own children, but anyone else we may be concerned about at this time. I'd like to dedicate this song especially to Anne and her son Richard.
May your blessing be upon them, be their shepherd, be their guide. Let your shining greatness lead them to the comfort of your side. By the still and crystal waters, let their bodies be made whole. As you lead them to green pastures, be refreshment to their souls. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. heaviness in the valley of the shadows, remove their fearfulness. Though evil dances round them and death opens ugly jaws, raise your rod and staff to comfort them and make them feel secure. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. Prepare a feast before them in their battle, in their toil. Anoint them with your healing, pour over holy oil, and let their cup of gladness like a torrent overflow. May your graciousness and mercy follow them wherever they go. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you.
The closest the Bible comes to this next song can be found in a book called Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 31, and it's all about the fine qualities of motherhood. Why not read it sometime? But this song is for all mothers listening in today, a song by Dolly Parton called She's an Eagle When She Flies.
She's been there, God knows she's been there. She has seen and done it all. She's a woman, she knows how to dish it out or take it all. Her heart's as soft as feathers, still she weathers stormy skies. And she's a sparrow when she, but she's an eagle when she flies. A kaleidoscope of colors, you can toss her round and round. You can keep her in your vision, but you'll never keep her down. She's a lover, she's a mother, she's a friend, and she's a wife, and she's a sparrow when she's broken, but she's an eagle when she flies. Gentle and pride, she's an everlasting.
Just to remind you, this is Radio Tyneside, hospital radio for Newcastle and Gateshead, broadcasting on Channel 1 of Hospedia, the ward entertainment system, on 1575 AM in the hospital community, and on Radio Player. And you can contact us by email, info@radiotyneside.co.uk. My sister was out walking one day with her son, who was very little at the time, and he suddenly said, "I don't want to go to heaven." "Why ever not?" she replied. "Well," he said, "we always say Our Father in heaven, but if there are no mummies there, I'm not going." Does God have motherly qualities, I wonder, that might one day draw us heavenwards like a magnet? Her story made me think of that time when Jesus cried over the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those that sent you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are not willing." Jesus here displays the maternal instincts. Let me tell you a true story from India about an old woman who once lived in Tamil Nadu, the same place my own daughter went to, which is how the story caught my eye. As soon as this elderly lady became a widow, her sons and daughters-in-law gradually stole her wealth and began to treat her severely, just like a servant. When she eventually became ill, they called her a nuisance, and in the night, when her pain was great and she began to moan too loudly, her two sons bundled her into an ox cart on a night of heavy rain, and they travelled to the local rubbish heap, and when no one was around, they tipped her out onto it, where she hit her head on a small rock. The sons hurried back home. Some policemen had heard her cries, came to her aid, and upon learning her whole story, demanded to know where her two sons lived with their wives, so they could be punished. And this was her reply: "No, no, no, please don't punish my sons. They love me a lot. I don't find any fault with them. They must have had strong reason to throw me in the dumpyard. They are poor, and I, as an old lady with so many health problems, am a burden on their shoestring budget. How can they feed me and pay for my medical bills? And what will they eat if they spend all their hard-earned money on my medicines? If not today, I will die soon. So what is wrong if they threw me out a few days in advance? Please don't blame my sons and don't punish them. I beg you for all that. They are my beloved sons, and wherever they are, they should live happily with their children. May God bless their..." At these words, she died. This one story about the forgiving love and graciousness of this lady, now known in India as the Great Mother, has much to teach us about the mercy of God and what that really means. We're going to hear a reading from the Bible after this next song, which tells us the length God was willing to go to save the world he loves, wanting no one to perish, but to have eternal life. This is why he sent his Son into the world to be their light. This song is sung by Kathy Burden, "The Light of the World."
The light of the world made history begin, spoke time into being, caused planets to spin, flung galaxies wide through infinite space to sing of his splendor and fathomless grace. The light of the world now shone as a man and walked through the valleys he'd carved with his hands, a servant to those he breathed into life. He felt our injustice and shared in our strife. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to him. Simply believe you will receive mercy and love without measure. The light of the world preached justice for all, divine with gifts of forgiveness, the hope of new birth. So open your hearts, don't hide in the night. Step out of the darkness and into His light. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world. Sing, sing praises to Him. Simply believe, you will receive mercy and love without measure. Come, come, daughters and sons, look to the light of the world.
The Gospel reading for the fourth week of Lent is one we would miss had we read the short one set out for Mothering Sunday. So here it is, one of the most famous and well-loved readings from John's Gospel, chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people love darkness instead of light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light, and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. This is Sheila Hammer saying goodbye, and thank you for joining me. And I hope you'll tune into New Day Dawning at Radio Tyneside next Sunday. My thanks to Andrew Ridgewick for his technical skills in helping to produce this programme. I just want to leave you with a beautiful song which I think will touch us all today. And it's not just for mothers. It's a song by Mike Rayson that urges us to make every effort to make time for making memories with our loved ones. Memories that will last us a lifetime. Goodbye for now. Speak to you soon.
I never want to be too busy. I never want to be too proud. I never want to make excuses for never being around. And I want to make time. I wanna make time. I wanna make time for making. making memories. I never want my son to resent me or despise the dreams I chase. Never want my promises found empty. See disappointment in his face. And I wanna make time. I wanna make time. Time is money. For money can't buy my children's love. I never want to look back and be sorry for things talked about but never done.